Shalom, I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry, and welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
平安，我是拉比克兰卓，欢迎收听古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。
You know, the whole reason that I have really been kind of driven really to bring this podcast to you is that my life over 33 years of being a believer has really been affected by the fact that if you understandAncient principles spiritually with liberty in the Holy Spirit, that it is one of the greatest pattern teachers of how God moves with creation on the earth, whether he moves with people, he moves with land, he moves with spiritual atmosphere.
我要把这个信息带给你们的动力是因为我在超过33年的信仰生活中让我知道，如果你在灵里理解古老的圣经原则，你就会知道神是如何与这地上的创造物同在。这是一种多么伟大的模式，神会在人、土地和属灵氛围中运作和行动。
All those things, I think that understanding the ancient principlesGives you more kingdom authority because I look at it as a way to build faith.
所有这些，我认为理解古老的圣经原则会让你得到更多的天国的权柄。我将其视为建立信心的一种方式。
And right now, you know, the scripture says, even in the New Testament, that when Yeshua returns, will he find faith on the earth? So you know it's something you're going to have to contend for. You know it's something you're going to have to mentally, spiritually, and physically actually, attend to. Otherwise, you get dropped into, so to say, that funnel of doubt and unbelief.
圣经中提到，即使在新约中也提到过，耶稣问道，人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？这就是你必须为之奋斗的事情，这是你必须在身心灵上真正需要关注的事情，否则你就会掉进怀疑和不幸的漏斗中。
And I can tell you that in my life, when I have, listen, you're going to have ebbs and flows and ups and downs and all those things. But the key is that if you can get to a place where the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs, the high places, the valleys,where there is a place where you can find some security in your identity. And really, your identity is secured by the fact that you are a covenant co-heir child of the king.
在生活中你会经历起起落落，但关键是如果你能在潮起潮落、高处低谷的地方，在自己的身份中找到一个有安全感的地方，而这样身份的安全感是来源于你在与神的盟约中作为神的后裔这个事实所带来的。
You're not an orphan. You're not even like just a friend of God. I know the scripture says he calls us friend, but I'm talking about more of a marital covenant relationship where that he can't leave you or forsake you, and that he loves you enough, even despite yourself, he takes care of you.
你不是孤儿，你甚至不仅仅是神的朋友。我知道经文也说神是我们的朋友，但是我这里想强调更多的是盟约中的婚约关系。神不能离开或者抛弃你，而且神足够爱你，爱到即使不顾他自己也会照顾你。
That type of faith really comes from ancient principles and kingdom authority. It's really understanding the nature of God, and then also understanding the width, the breadth, and the depth of his word, which is a journey that you and I will be on until, you know, we go home to be with him.
这样的信心来自于古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄，这也是对神本质的真正了解，也是对神话语的宽度和深度的了解。这将是你我都要踏上的旅程，直到我们最后与神在一起。
And you were to say to me like,You know, many believers do not walk in power or authority in their faith walk. But how can they become strong men and women of God?
许多信徒在他们信仰生活中并没有行走在天国的权柄中，他们要怎样才能成为他们渴望成为的神国度的强壮的子民呢？
Really quite simple. Wherever you put your focus, your time, your task and activity, you're going to get a result.And then where you don't put your time, task, and activity, your attention, you're not going to get a result.
无论你把注意力放在时间、任务还是活动上，你都会得到结果。但如果你不把注意力放在时间、任务或者活动上，你就不会得到结果。
So what happens is you have to focus and purpose on your, as you say, the power of walking in spiritual authority.
所以你必须集中精力并致力于在天国的权柄中行走的力量。
And the best way to answer your question, the best way to empower spiritual authority is kind of like working out in the gym.
回答你问题的最好方法，也是赋予天国的权柄的最好方法，有点像在健身房的锻炼。
You need to use it. The more you use your spiritual muscle and your authority, the more you pray, the more you decree, proclaim, all these types of things. The more you actually rely on things in your faith,then the stronger it gets. So I'll just...
你需要使用它。你越多的使用你的属灵肌肉和你天国的权柄，你越多的祷告、宣告，在你的信仰中实际依赖的东西越多，那么它就会变得越来越强大。
You know, in 1 Timothy, the question here is 2 Timothy 1:7, it says that we should be of a sound mind. And why...your question is why, if we are born again and we're filled with the Spirit, we're experiencing anxiety and fear.
提摩太后书第二章第十七节，也就是你们这里提到的问题。这个经文说，我们有谨守的心，但为什么我们重生并被圣灵充满之后，还是会经历焦虑和恐惧呢？
See, the Lord has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of a sound mind.
神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是谨守的心。
The key is what you spiritually understand to a degree. You don't have to have all wisdom and knowledge in it, but if you'll understand his ways, then what happens? That brings the anxiety down.
你不需要拥有所有的智慧和知识，但如果你理解神的方式，那么你的焦虑就会被减弱。所以这句经文的关键其实就在于你在灵里能理解到什么程度。
You know, one of the scriptures says, it says, we perish for lack of knowledge.
何西阿书第四章第六节，我的民因无知识而灭亡。
And that is true, but if you break it down to an emotional, like, thought, then what happens is we perish because of lack of understanding of the process that the Creator, Father God, the God of love, the God of peace, the God that cannot lie, He's taking you and I through a process, and what happens is we don't understand the means to the end. We don't understand, like, the process, and that's why I do the podcast, Ancient Principles.
刚刚所说的何西阿书的经文是真实的。如果你把它带入情感，我们会因为缺乏对神，也就是创造宇宙的神、充满爱的神、和平的神、不能说谎的神，我们缺乏对他的理解而灭亡。神正在带领你和我们一起经历一个过程，而可能发生的是，我们不明白完成神的旨意具体要经历什么，我们不理解这个过程，那就会导致我们缺乏对神的理解而灭亡。这也就是为什么我要在信息中教导古老的圣经原则来告诉你们这些。
Everything that I teach is from ancient principles, because if you understand the price of getting authority, you know, my...
你必须要在这个信息中了解到神赐予我们权柄付上了什么代价。
My good Jewish mother...who was an athlete, and she actually tried out for the Olympics and was training to swim the English Channel.
我的犹太人母亲是一名运动员，她实际上曾尝试参加过奥运会，是那种穿越英吉利海峡的游泳运动员的那种水平。
Level of athlete. And so she adopted us, my mother and father adopted me at 6 months. But I was raised in this home with... And my dad was very disciplined and athletic.
我的父母在我六个月大的时候收养了我，我就是在这样的家中长大的。我的父亲非常的自律，并且热爱运动。
And one of the things that she used to say to me that, is that perfect practice makes perfect.
我的母亲曾经对我说过的一句话叫做“熟能生巧”。
And so what we have to understand is when we understand ancient principles to get kingdom authority, if we'll follow the way God does it. So,
我们必须要明白的是，当我们理解用古老的圣经原则来获得国度的权柄时，我们是否会遵循神的方式呢？
A lot of times people will say, well, no. He said, God's ways aren't our ways, they're higher.
很多时候人们会说，神的方式不是我们的方式，神的方式更高。
God's ways are not man's Adamic, soulish, Hellenized, carnal ways. God's ways are higher, they're spiritual.
神的道路不是人类所有的属希腊化的属肉体的道路，神的道路更高，因为神是属灵的。
And you have a will, an emotion. You have a soul, a mind, a will, and emotion. So you have a body, you have a mind, will, and emotion, and then you have a human spirit inside of you. Your human spirit, okay?So when you become born again, now you have a fourth element brought into your physical being spiritually, and it's the Holy Spirit.
你有身体、思想、意志和情感，然后你的内在就有了人的灵。当你重生的时候，你在灵里将第四种元素带入到你的身体存在，那就是圣灵。
Okay, so you need to see those dynamics.So what happens is when the scripture says his ways are higher, then that higher instruction, that ancient principle of kingdom authority, that's going to come from the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit man to say, hey, let's do this at a higher level.
你需要看到这个动态的变化。当圣经说神的道路更高时，那么更高的指示就来自于圣经原则的圣灵。他对你身体里的灵说，嘿，让我们在更高的层面上来做这件事情吧。
Let's go to another level. So if we're going to go to the nether level, then your spirit has to either going to rebel against the thought, or it's going to say, okay, let's come in agreement with it.
因此，如果我们要进入更高的层面，你的灵要么反抗来自于圣灵的想法，要么就同意圣灵。
So now the Holy Spirit and your spirit are in agreement, and then it starts to process through your soul, your mind.
如果圣灵与你的灵保持一致，那么圣灵就会开始通过你的灵来进行处理。
Mind says, "Okay, what do I have to rethink in order to do this?" And then your emotions go, well, how do I feel about this? How does this look? How does this sound? How do I process? And then you have a will in there, and the will is going to say, okay, I'm willing to take a risk and try this new thing.
你的脑中会思考，我必须要调整我的思想。然后你的情绪在思考，我对此有何感想？这看起来怎么样？听起来怎么样呢？我应该如何处理？最后，你的意志会说，我愿意冒险尝试这个新的事物。
Once those dominoes start to fall from Holy Spirit, Spirit Man, mind, will, and emotions, then actually your physical body goes along for the ride because now you have to act out, walk out, you know.
一旦多米诺骨牌开始从圣灵、人的灵、思想、意志和情感中倒下，那么实际上你的身体就会跟着做出行为。
Your physical body, let's say that you're going to read the word of God, then your hands actually pick up the Bible, your eyes look and read, and your mind starts to process what it's reading, and then your soul starts saying, how do I feel about this?
假设你想要阅读圣经，你的手实际上会拿起这本圣经，你的眼睛开始看并且阅读圣经，你的大脑开始处理眼睛所 看到的内容，然后你的灵开始说，我对此感觉怎么样呢？
But the power of this is that the Holy Spirit and the Word are spirit and they are life. So this book is like unlike any other book, and the Holy Spirit is like any other spirit.
这样做的力量是让圣灵和神的话语成为了我们生命中的灵，所以 圣经与其他任何书不同，圣灵也与其他任何灵不一样。
Because when you get, so to say, sandwiched between the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, then what happens is there's a captive audience of your spirit man and your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. And now your body, actually, that's where spiritual healing and physical healing comes from, is when your soul surrenders and the spirit man in you surrenders to the Holy Spirit, then the word starts to go to work in you supernaturally, whether you ask it or not.
因为当你像三明治一样夹在神的话语和圣灵之间的时候，你的灵、你的人、你的灵魂、思想、意志和情感，以及你的身体就会成为他们的观众。事实上，这也是情感的医治和身体医治的来源。就是当你的灵和你自己降服于圣灵时，这个词就开始在属灵的维度开始工作，一切都会超自然的发生。
It's just a cause and effect, because the word shall not come back void.
无论你问与否，这只是因果关系，因为神的话语不会无缘无故的进来。
The only thing that voids the word of God from prospering in our life is when we reject it, because the word, His and the Holy Spirit will not violate the free will. It is just making a suggestion. It is saying over here to your spirit, you know what? You might want to try it a higher way.
唯一使神的话无法进入到我们生命中的时刻是当我们拒绝他的时候，因为神的话语和圣灵不会侵犯我们的自由意志，他只是会提出建议。他可能会对你的灵说，你可能会想要尝试更高的道路和方式。
So if you go back to your question, that if you want soundness of mind, God did not give you a spirit of fear. So the Holy Spirit might say, I want you to have faith and trust in me.
我们一起回答刚刚的问题，神其实并没有给我们胆怯的心，他给我们的是谨守的心。所以圣灵可能会对你说，我希望你对我有信心和信任。
If you'll trust in me and not trust in what you think, that may be coming from the devil that actually is releasing cortisone in your body and bringing fear, you've got to come out of agreement. You have to choose, your spirit man's going to choose fear.Fear or faith?
圣灵会说，你需要相信我，而不是相信你自己的想法，因为你自己的想法可能来自于魔鬼。这个魔鬼可能实际上会在你的体内释放某种物质，给你带来恐惧，但是你必须要跳出魔鬼的圈套，不能同意它。而属于你自己的灵会在胆怯和信心中做出选择。
He's going to choose faith or flight or fight.Which one is it going to be? And that's where self-discipline and trust comes from.
你的灵会选择信心，还是逃避，还是征战呢？这就是自律与信心的来源。
That's why I like ancient principles and kingdom authority, because if you study the word of God and you see the history, if you know, let's say, the bio, okay? This is kind of like a history book, but it's also a biography, a resume of God.This is how he does stuff. And
这就是为什么我喜欢讲述古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄。因为如果你研究神的话语，你就会仿佛看到历史，就好比说是传记。圣经有点像历史书，它同时也是神的简历，这记载着神做事的方式。
If you look at the incredible track record, it's quite easy if you know the history and the track record of God and how he deals.You're going to shift over because
如果你看看这本令人难以置信的关于神的业绩记录，也就是神的历史、神的过往的记录以及他做事的模式，你就会被转化。
If you take your personal resume and your track record and you put it up against his, I know for me, it's like, you know what? We're going to go with your plan because sometimes my plans, I've had a lot of failure. I've had a lot of, you know, messes in my life like you.But God seems to be able to somehow be this creator of the universe. And
因为如果你把你自己的简历放在记录中与神做对照的话，你会发现，就比如跟我一样，我对比了一下，我会说，神啊，还是按照你的来吧。因为有时候我的计划真的会经历很多失败，我的生活也经历过很多混乱，但是神他似乎能够以某种方式成为宇宙的主宰创造者。
And obviously he's generous because he gave us his only begotten son. That's really powerful that he gave his best. And he didn't, and then he gives us his spirit to live in us.To speak to our spirit, to transform our soul, so that our body will walk in obedience to be like him.
而且很明显，神非常的慷慨，他给了我们他唯一的儿子，这个儿子非常的强大，他竭尽全力帮助我们。然后神也赐给了我们他的灵住在我们的里面，与我们的灵说话，以改变我们的灵魂，使我们的身体顺服神而行，并且活得和神一样。
You're going to have a sound mind and be free from anxiety, then you really need to know his ways. And so I hope that what I've just shared has saved you, or not saved you, but maybe saved you, but helped you.
如果你想要头脑清醒，摆脱焦虑，那么你真的需要了解神的方式。所以我希望我刚刚分享的内容能够帮助到你，甚至能够拯救你。
Does habitual sin and generational curses play a role in our ability to operate in power and love and of sound mind?
你们的另外一个问题是，习惯性犯罪和世代的咒诅是否导致我们在权力、爱和谨守的心中失去能力？
Absolutely. So I've got 2 minutes. Let's do this. The wages of sin is death, meaning that when we choose to knowingly, which is open sin, okay, I'm choosing to do this and I know it's sin,is I'm choosing to say, I want the pleasure of doing this or just want to do it, and I understand it's going to bring decay into the blessings in my life, but I'm going to do it anyway. So that would be habitual sin.
拉比对刚刚问题的回答是肯定的。习惯性犯罪和世代的咒诅会导致我们在权力、爱和谨守的心中失去能力。因为罪的工价是死，这意味着当我们明知道是罪还这样做时，也就是我可能只是想玩玩，或者我就这样做了，我明知道这会毁掉我生命中的祝福，但是我还是会这么做，这就是习惯性犯罪。
And then generational curse of sin would be like, oh, let's say your family has a generational curse of fear. So that means every time that you get into a high pressured situationLike where it's an area of fear. Let's say you were raised in poverty or lack. And, you know, so what happens is when God asks you to give, things seem to go back into your DNA and go, ooh, it's easier if I hang on to the money than for me to sow it into whatever God's asking me to sow it into. Even though sowing it's going to bring your freedom.
世代相传的咒诅，我们来打个比方，假如你的家族中有胆怯的世代咒诅，这意味着每当你陷入高压的环境时，你就可能产生胆怯的情绪。比如你在贫困和匮乏中长大，而神当要求你来奉献的时候，他的指令似乎会回到你的 DNA 中，并且消失了。即使你可能知道神让你做的撒种的行为会给你带来自由，但是你可能还是会想，哦，如果我自己保留这些钱的话，会比把这个撒到神要求我撒到的土地上要容易得多。
So what happens is the generational curse in your family of fear and poverty starts to rise up. It's not something you think about every day. It's something that you only think about when you're asked to give.
然后发生的事情就是你家庭中世代相传的咒诅，也就是恐惧和贫困开始不断的上升。这可能不是你每天都在想的事情，只有当你要求被奉献时，你可能才会被触发到这一点。
Even not just small amounts, but larger amounts when the Lord gives opportunity, and all of a sudden then that breaks.
所以当神给你机会的时候，可能仅仅是很少量的奉献，也可能是大笔的奉献。在突然之间，你会因为世代的咒诅，这个事情就会被打破而无法实现。
So does it affect your peace? Absolutely. So I'm going to end with this. Father God, in Yeshua's name, we ask you to strengthen us to have self-control to not engage in habitual sin and, Lord, erode.And really cause spiritual rust to come into our treasure of our life.
那么这些事情会对我们有不好的影响吗？拉比说肯定是会的。所以现在我来为你们一起进行祷告。天父，奉主基督耶稣的名， 我请求你加强我们的自制力，让我们不去犯习惯性的罪，避免我们宝贵的生命被侵蚀生锈。
And we ask you now, Lord, in Yeshua's name, that you forgive us. All of us have habitual sins that we battle at different seasons. But Lord, we ask that your grace, your strength, and your mercy, Holy Spirit, come and empower us to overcome in that area. Can we say amen? Say amen.
我们奉主基督耶稣的名，请求神你原谅我们所有人习惯性的罪。我们在不同的季节与这样的罪征战。神啊，我们祈求你的恩典、力量和怜悯，以及圣灵降临在我们当中，赐予我们力量，使我们能够在征战中取得胜利。跟我们一起来说，阿门。
Father God, for all generational curses in our life, known and unknown, whether it be fear or doubt, unbelief, whatever it is, Father God, we cut it off now in the courts of heaven.In our spiritual DNA, we cut it off and we ask you, Lord, in Yeshua's name, that that generational iniquitous structure that literally causes feelings and communication into our soul to not trust God and trust the Holy Spirit in us, we break that assignment now.
对于我们生活中已知和未知的所有的世代的咒诅，无论是恐惧、怀疑还是不幸，父神，我们现在在天上的法庭将其砍断，在我们圣灵的 DNA 中，我们把它切掉。我们奉主的名打破这些世代咒诅中不公正的结构，导致在我们灵里与神的情感沟通中所产生的怀疑、不幸，所有这一些后果。
We verbalize in the court of heaven, in the mercy court, Heavenly Father, just judge, we ask you, Father, to write it in your books in heaven that we say your name, I would say Kurt Landry, is not in agreement with that generational curse of fear, doubt, and unbelief, that spirit of poverty or lack. I come out of agreement with it now. I seal it in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
我们在天上的怜悯法庭说，天父是公义的审判者，我们也请你说出自己的名字，不认同那种恐惧和对信仰产生怀疑的世代咒诅，我们不同意那种贫穷匮乏的精神，请天父将这些记录在我们天上的生命册中。现在我以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名义将以上的宣告和祷告封存起来，祝福你们平安。